Hey, I'm Sandy Rakowitz with Linda Tellington Jones, and today's inspiration, the flower fairies wanted to come in to awaken the memory of oneness.
It's so lovely. As Sandy and I started this session today, I just closed my eyes a few minutes and I wanted to see who wanted to come in. And when I open them, I look around at the beauty around me and I see the waving palms on one side, because we have these sliding glass doors, like have 8 feet of open on one side. And on the other side, I see these flowers and all the beauty I have in the paintings around me. And this vase wanted to speak to you about the flowers and the flower fairies. Because in about 1976, I was walking down the street in Bonn, Germany, where I was living during the winter at the time, and I saw this vase in the window. I had never had a connection to fairies before, but it just spoke to me, and I said, I need this vase, and I've had it all these years. It's come with me. And this was the full moon, just the full moon eclipse, yesterday. And here are these fairies, and they want to represent the flowers, just the flowers. And they have a message for us, which I'm so excited to be able to actually share with you. Flower fairies in the trees make me smile to see the ease with which they fly and dance and flutter. It just might make a few folks mutter, wishing they could catch the breeze, could find such joy that would appease the pain of staying on the ground without the wings to play around. Please teach us, fairy kings and queens, to live our lives as human beings more joyously, with love and bounce, so we can learn to jump and pounce as nimbly as a playful kitten. With fairy wand, let us be smitten with love and smiles, to drop the guiles that keep us bound upon the ground. Your kingdom holds a key for us to simply remember an ancient connection that could guide us now in new directions, to fill our hearts with love to the core and awaken the memory of oneness once more. And this connection to the fairy kingdoms, remember this message from the 600-year-old Moreton Bay fig tree that we introduced you to in the immersion course. This message that said that to connect with this divine spirit within, the God within, is only the start, that you connect with the kingdoms of the plants and the animals and the minerals and the nature spirits and feel them as one with you. This is the key to not only survival, but to experiencing heaven on earth. And that's what we're doing here in this 6-week course that we're doing, is co-creating that feeling of heaven on earth. And it's about connecting with nature and with this divine spark in every cell in our bodies, and the divine spark in the cell of every being on the planet, all of our beautiful animals who grace the lives of most of us who are on this, in this experience with us, is co-creating heaven on earth. And I've had some wonderful experiences with fairies. I think one of the most beguiling was a time when I was at the One Earth Gathering in Sydney, Australia, and not in Sydney, in Brisbane, Australia. And a group of us went out to the botanical gardens. And you may have heard me tell this story before, but I want to give you, just have you close your eyes and imagine that you're there with us. That we actually, it was interesting, a dozen or so of us came together and went into the botanical gardens in Brisbane and sat in a circle. And it was just at a time in the late afternoon when the sun was coming through this jacaranda tree, this beautiful flowering tree. And our intention was to connect with the fairy folk because Michael Rhodes was there and I had heard him talking about his connection to fairies. And I was really intrigued. And so Michael Rhodes, who's written 22 books now, and the latest one being Entering the Secret World of Nature, Michael Rhodes sat with us in circle. And as we, and I had invited everybody to come. Anybody who wants to connect with the fairy kingdom, I just like put it out at the conference. So we sit down in circle and instantly through my closed eyes, two small fairies, these two small beings, jumped into the center of the circle, and they were, I would describe them as approximately 8 inches tall, a male and a female. And the male, he had a little crown on, and he had 9 points on the crown. And he just stood in the middle, and he spun, just in the air, spun. And the light, the sunlight was coming through the jacaranda tree and was coming off the points of his crown and just like phew, touching each of us in our hearts. And I'm sitting there, oh my gosh, has anybody else seen this? I can't. I was like, I'd never experienced them like this before. And this little female fairy had this little tiny wand, and she went around the circle to each person and went boing, just touched her little tiny wand to our third eye, and this spark, this beautiful spark of light just sparked off each person, one after the other in the circle. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, is anybody else seeing this? And when we opened our eyes and I asked, okay, who saw them? Michael, several had seen them. And it's funny, I only remember the men who saw them because we had a about even group of men and women there. And it was such an experience. And ever since, I get these various poems over and over, the messages from the fairy kingdoms. And I always bring it back to this message from this 600-year-old Moreton Bay fig tree. Now, to feel, to experience, to know the God within is only the start. That we, the kingdoms, the plants and the animals and the minerals and the nature spirits are one with you, us, the humans, is the key not only to survival, but to heaven on earth. So we'd like you this week to sit and I would like you to imagine that you can connect with the flower fairies or with the nature spirits in general. You know, some of you might not be the flower fairies. It might be fairies doing other chores, other jobs. And let's journal about it. Just imagine if you could spend some time going into the fairy form and feeling that connection of oneness, that joy, that bringing love into our hearts, love for Mother Earth, love for all the trees and the plants and the flowers on the planet, all of the animals that we so cherish, the gifts the animals bring, and the minerals, all of the crystals, all of the rocks. And the nature spirits. And some of you may find, oh, wait a minute, what about, where else to these fairies? What else? What other messages might they bring? Let's just sit quietly. Put your hands on your heart chakra in the center of your chest. Take a few nice deep breaths. And remember to smile. Because why? Why do we smile? That's going to be one of the things I'm going to ask you this week. What is the hormone that we release when we smile? And just see what comes up for you in terms of maybe playing with the fairies, imagining you're a fairy, imagining the fairies dancing around you, imagining you're dancing with them. And as usual, Sandy, you might just have a little, I think you've got something to say about your journaling with this.
Yeah, I was just getting, I was having like an Alice in Wonderland type of experience. in the story Alice in Wonderland, Alice falls down a hole. And the fairies were like, I was seeing like a large sunflower and literally like falling into the center of the flower, into the like a sense of center. And so I was seeing what image. So what I would recommend for people is to pick something from, you know, journal about this and ask what image to doodle or paint. Like I could see myself just doing even just a simple circle with yellow and seeing what else comes to me to paint or draw from there as a lead in, as a way to bring you into the experience from even a another, in another way.
And share it with us.
Yes, share it with us in the Facebook group.
Facebook group.
Always. Yes. Okay.
Let's just close by closing our eyes and very quietly doing a heart hug with each blessing. Count three blessings in your life. Just name them to yourselves. And feel that the last heart hug sends that gratitude, that love into your own body through every cell in the body, and just feel that divine spark, that amazing source consciousness in every cell in our body. And send that gratitude out around the planet. Aloha.
Aloha.